Liberalism is a political economy that is being imposed throughout the global South. Neoliberalism includes not only military occupation, but also social occupation, cultural occupation, political occupation, economic occupation, psychological occupation, and in the end, spiritual occupation. All of our commercials, all of our products, our way of life is imposed throughout the global South, and people who live by traditional means that have lived that way for thousands and thousands of years are no longer considered economically viable. What neoliberalism has done in this imposition is it has commodified natural and human resources. It's turned human resources and natural resources into merchandise to be bought and sold. Human resources are put on a scale with natural resources. What has happened with neoliberalism is that natural resources like gold, silver, uranium, petroleum, water, earth, are now considered to be more valuable than a lot of human beings that inhabit the lands that are rich in these natural resources. I want to be very clear with you about this. What I'm saying is the word genocide. Very clearly what we're talking about is genocide. Throughout the global South, historically and to date, the political economy, the political economic model of neoliberalism, which has been imposed on these countries, displaces communities that don't fit into the equation. Natural and human resources are just variables in an equation for profit. And unfortunately, more and more and more, we're seeing that human resources are an eliminatable variable in that equation for profit. People are being annihilated. And this isn't new, but it's a model that we're seeing repeated over and over and over and over again. If we dig in deeper, there's a more insidious, more violent form of imposition, which is called paramilitarism. When governments and military and police train and arm and finance civilians to kill and attack other civilians. 9 times out of 10, when this is happening, it's happening because the government is getting concerned with citizens in their countries organizing or resisting the imposition of neoliberalism.